Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen,
who is this?
I want to tell you that I
who is
am
that?
A boat rocker.
Hey, how you doing today? Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Hello, my friends. What are you? Few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you guys and good girls and good guys out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty Friends. We have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, none other than Stephanie Joy. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening, do keep in mind that we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, with the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them patriots. Welcome again to the Sons of Liberty. Now, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and or SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Folks, you can also check us out on our Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. We also have Sons of Liberty on Facebook, Sons of Liberty, and Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Media. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1. For the next 2 hours, folks, we will be accessible 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, going over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com right now, we have none other than U.S. school forces girl to follow Islamic dress code. You know, sometimes when you see these headlines, you got to kind of like pull the curtain back a little bit, because when you read the first sentence, a school district in Colorado is coming under the wrath of the community for telling schoolgirls that they may have to submit to Sharia-compliant rules regarding covering their heads and ankles on a field trip to a Muslim mosque in Colorado.
Give me a break.
Can you see this?
Is this America?
No. That's exactly right. Ugh. Now, here we have it again, folks. People completely backwards. Well, what happened to lines between church and state? You know, where's the ACLU when you need them? No, folks, it's the same system that the ACLU means to use. Totalitarian methodologies, folks. What do you mean by that? Well, the founder of the ACLU, none other than Mr. Baldwin, he himself said that the end of the ACLU is communism. Communism.
Yeah.
And so what is the methodology concerning communism, and what is the method that they use? Totalitarianism. And what they do, again, friends, what we're seeing happen here today is they're wanting to kick God out of the equation, and they want everything in there but God, because God is he who exposes them for who they are. And by the way, that is the church's business in this country. So anyways, going back to my point, friends, we have U.S. school forces girls to follow Islamic code. I don't see force there. Now, I do see that the parents don't want their kids going to a public school like that, that's fine. But if they want to play, they want to use fire with fire, then meet them with fire. Then take it back and shove it down their throat, folks. But the fact of the matter is, we are ruled by God. Apparently, these people have not read the state preambles in the state of Colorado. Because, yes, folks, foreigners are afforded asylum in this country. And they are afforded asylum, but they follow the rules of our Mosaic Institution.
And our laws.
And our laws. Right. Okay, they don't come here to establish them. See, that's where people got it completely backwards. But I am saying two things here.
Yep.
When you read the headlines, a little bizarre, because it's not by force. People can actually go opt their kids out and then deal with the school district for what they're trying to do through sleight of hand by saying, well, it's okay for Islam, but it's not okay for Christ. No, don't get caught up in that argument neither, friends. We are a Christian nation. We are not an Islamic nation, might I add. So anyways, check that out on sonsofliberty.com.
Can I just add something to it?
Yes.
You don't live in your house and then allow a guest to come into your house and then kick out all the rules that you have established in your own house and start establishing their own.
Well, let me say this. Let me add one to that. If their God was God, then what do they need to come to America for?
Exactly.
We're called the light of the world. And why is that? Because of who our God is, friends, and that is our Christian God, the God of the Mosaic Institution, the God of Israel. Going back to sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, what is ignorance, tolerance, and corruption breeding in America? Well, I'm about ready to hit that. Okay, we're going to talk about that in just a couple minutes. We have the Houston lesbian mayor. She claims that pastors have no right to a jury trial. Folks, also keep in mind, the homosexuals, again, are being used as a political battering ram to upend the Constitution. John Adams, the second president of the United States, rightly said that our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. So we have radical homosexuals in government in Houston, which blows everybody away.
Yeah.
Why they tolerate it in the first place. But here's the point that I want to make concerning the situation. The first time that she attacked the church in Texas should have been the last time. They should have did a recall. They should impeach her, and then they should indict her for violating the Constitution that she herself swore to uphold. So help me God, Mrs. Mayor in Houston. I know that doesn't work for your agenda, but you know what? We're not here to be ruled by your agenda. We're ruled by God, and we're ruled by law, not by your opinion, not by your activist mind, or due to the fact that you might feel fit that you want to legislate new law. It's not your job to do that, Mayor. So, folks in Texas, what you need to do is you need to kick her big, really, friends, her big backside out of office. But what the reason the folks in Texas are having to deal with her a second time is because they didn't deal with it the first time. You know, we've heard from the professed church in America, you know, we're supposed to just turn the other cheek. Yep. Only to what? Have the other one smacked? I want to say this to those that want to play that game. We only have two cheeks. After the second one, you're on your own. Capiche? Follow? Savvy? Get it? Dig? Ain't playing with the lawless in this country, folks. You have God on your side, and you have the law on your side. And if you mean to establish righteousness, then deal with the likes of this mayor in Houston, Texas, my friends, because it's over the top.
Yeah, and why is she continuing to do what she's doing is because she hasn't felt the resistance that she should have. She was scared straight, no pun intended, in the very first time, in the first assault that she made in the attack on the church. You would think that she would have enough common sense to say, I am not going there again. That was horrible. But what is she doing? She's back at it again because she is not, you know, she's pushing and she's doing much.
Hey, who are you to judge? Well, let me ask you the question. Who is she to judge?
Huh? What does the Bible say?
Yeah, what? Hey, you put two dogs in a ring and you fight to the death, one's going to win. Is that not right? Well, which one's winning here, friends? Well, she's back at it again because apparently the pastors in Houston, Texas haven't taken her serious yet. She means to upend who you are. And notice again, friends, this Houston lesbian mayor claims that pastors have no right to a jury trial. Wait a second. Why do they want to get rid of the judges? Do you see how this works? This is what the radical homosexuals are doing across the land. They don't want judges in the equation because judges have to discover and apply what the law says. They don't want any reference to law because that law exposes them for the criminals that they are. We're going to come right back, talk a little bit more about this, and then we're going to get on this, friends. What is ignorance, tolerance, and corruption breeding in America? And then second hour, we're going to talk about compartmentalization. Be right back.
Like the dead doctors don't lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. By the way, we just want to tell you thank you for making us the number one show on Genesis Communication on Saturdays, both hours, and the number two show after 3 years on Genesis Communication during the weekday. Behind a guy that's got about 2 million listeners, who's been there for about 15, 16 years now. So we're not doing too bad, and we thank you for that. You are the ones that are doing that. We also wanted to let you know that sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, we're about 30,000 away from having 400,000 people on the website this month. In other words, we're 4 months old. Every month it has gone up 100,000 unique visitors every month.
Yeah, and I think that just goes to show, like I've said so many times, is people are hungry for the truth. They want the truth. They don't want all the doom and gloom. They want the hope, which is found in Jesus Christ.
The hope is in what you do with the truth that's been given.
That's right. And people are looking at it and saying, wow, yeah, here's some problems, but here's also the answers. Now, how do we apply them and how do we go out and restore our nation, not just sit here and feel good that we read an article that pumped up ourselves? What do we do about the problems that we see? We go out and make sure that we take action.
Right. Now, going back again to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, it's interesting that Obama refuses to call Charlie Hebdo terror attack Islamic.
Can you believe that?
Oh, I can totally believe it.
I mean,
he's entertaining America's sworn enemies within the White House, and America stands back and wonders what's going on as this man sticks his little dog, the Attorney General, on governors that are actually enforcing the Border Patrol laws, and they want all those borders taken down as they make way for war in America. Yeah. And keep in mind, yesterday we were actually reading the Declaration of Independence, and there's nothing new under the sun. This is exactly what dictators and tyrants do. They create domestic insurrection. And how do you do that? Well, you create as much chaos as you possibly can. But going back to the point again, Obama refusing to call Charles Hebdo a terror attack, friends, I don't know what you need.
Yeah.
Hey, Sam, can you get up on the mic really quick? What do those devils shout before they kill people?
Allah Akbar.
Yeah, that's what they were doing, friends. And if you watch that, you'll know exactly who's responsible for it. But if you watch the videos, friends, of these killers, these little devils, shooting innocent people, this is how cowardice these people are, that they get outside of their car, they grab an AK. By the way, they were trained. You've got to ask yourself who's funding them. Wake up, America. Your government is funding these people. You need to understand this. Just ask foreign nations who's creating all this chaos.
But interestingly enough, when you look at the video, it's not shocking because nothing shocks me anymore, but it's disturbing that they shoot a guy in the stomach. He's laying there pleading for his life. He runs by him and shoots him right in the head, along with 11 other people, two cops. Well, they got theirs just yesterday, I guess, so good for them. But the point is now they're in hell where they belong. And in the heaven that they thought they were going to, and they find out that once they get there, wait a second, this isn't what we bargained for. Of course not, because there's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. And yes, Bradley Dean said that. And yes, I'm not asking for permission to obey God or the laws of our constitutional republic. But folks, when you have the President of the United States refusing to call it for what it is, you know you're dealing with it, because it's the government officials that are giving cover to these people to continue down the road of actually committing these horrific acts of terror concerning the people. Well, you know what? They want to raise the people up. They want to work the people up. Well, it's interesting. In response to the fact that he won't call them for who they are, what we see now is we see foreign countries all across the world now, which is just awesome. See, you can only oppress the people for so long, friends, before they say enough is enough. Just listen to me again. You can only oppress a people for so long before you finally get a retaliation. And that's exactly what's happening. We're seeing it in France. We're seeing it in Germany. They're reconsidering Islamic immigration in the wake of Muslim attack in Paris, France. This is what they do. And if you don't believe me, why don't you talk to Brigitte Gabriel or turn her on or do a Google search, because she was a victim of how these people operate. They come in as friendly, if then they begin to bully people around, and then when that doesn't work, then, well, you know, everybody's asleep, and then they commit these jihads and they kill innocent people because they want to dominate countries. And the way they do that is they do it through deceptive means. But again, keep in mind, their God, who is not God, seems to be okay with the fact that, well, you can go ahead and lie. And let me just say this. How could you serve a God that says to lie? It shows you how powerless that God is. And we all know that it's a political battering ram. We understand what it's all about. But the point is, friends, is countries across the world are now beginning to call for the removal of Muslim immigration in their country. Again, you can check that out on
sonsofliberty.com. It is a slap in the face, too, when you're looking at the president who refused to label these things and call them for what they are. I mean, you know, when you're talking, oh, well, this is just, you know, the other attack. This is workplace violence.
It's,
you know, when
baloney.
You have shootings on bases, you know, in the military. Oh, this is not what this is. This is just workplace violence, and this is this or that, or however it's described.
What is political correctness? But nothing but a bunch of traitors to principles.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Traitors, they're fraternizers. They're Benedict Arnold.
They refuse
friends.
To be it's, black and white and call it and say it for what it
because
is.
Because they know that's who's paying the bills.
Yep.
And we can see that through the networks like CNN and the such, who's paying the bills, friends. They're foreign, half are foreign owned. Some of them are. A lot of the information that we're getting through CNN is actually bought and paid for by foreign governments. You can go ahead and ask Amber Lyon about that. She can tell you about that. But interestingly enough, friends, we're in it again in this country right now, and enough is enough. I wanted to tell you, too, right in the front of the Muslims in these countries, namely in America today, we see that D.C. is now attempting to unconstitutionally force Christian schools to embrace LGBT student groups. See, they want to poison the well at every front, friends. Okay? That's what's going on in your country. Got another article up on sonsoflibertymedia.com. What in hell is going on with the church? Literally, friends, we're not using vulgarities. Literally. And then we got another article up by a 10-year-old, and that is...
Yeah, was Benedict Arnold a traitor?
Well,
find out more of the story behind all that.
And then we got a brand new one. I pity the fool.
That's right.
With Mr. T on the cover. All right, I got to read that one.
You know, and what was Benedict Arnold a traitor? That's done by the producer of the show, one of the producers there, Samuel Judah, who is 10 years old. And what I like about how his articles are is they are simple ways. If you look at his, you think, yeah, I know who that guy was. It comes through the filter of a 10-year-old perspective. It's very easy to understand, and you get knowledge like, wow, I never knew that before. Cool. And you've gained some wisdom, and you go on from there. But it's just, they're really good articles.
Got a brand new one up, just posted. Kind of got a chuckle out of me when I seen this one. Instead of Western media covering for Islam, they should shut their collective pie holes and call Islam for what it is. Oh, surprise, surprise. That was actually written from the senior editor over at sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Wow.
None other than Tim Brown himself.
So, way to go, Tim.
Got to check that one out as well, friends. But there's a lot of stuff going on in your country, a lot of stuff going on globally. And I'll tell you what, a lot of these warnings that are taking place, it would be well for the American people to take these as an admonition, friends, a warning, and use some prudence as to what not to tolerate in this country and understand how they've implemented this on a global scale. And they're doing it all through force. Again, if it's not the radical homosexuals playing the victims, well, they're perpetuating the crimes. It's the Muslims right on their heels, just like I've been saying for 6 years, friends. And I love it when it comes to the light, because I told you a long time ago that's exactly what we're coming up to, and that's exactly what we're beginning to go head-to-head with right now in this country. Again, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, one more time, if you'd like to jump online, give us a call at 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, what is ignorance, tolerance, and corruption breeding in America? Well, take a look around. The last two segments, that's all we've been talking about. What happens to a people in any given country that disregards God's moral laws? Well, we can see what happens because it's happening in front of our face right now on a 24/7 basis. And I just want to go over to Noah Webster, who had said that all evils, now listen carefully, friend, he said that all miseries and evils which men suffer from, vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war, proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Let me just say that again. All the miseries and evils which men suffer from, vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war, proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Precepts means that which God has entrusted you with. And that is exactly right on. If we don't want to obey God and enforce His commandments, His judgments, His statutes, and so on and so forth, well, we got coming what we got coming. And we can't complain about it to anybody but ourselves, because we're going to reap the whirlwind because we simply sowed to the wind. Now, going over to Samuel Adams again, he was one of the Sons of Liberty. He rightly said, instead of sitting down satisfied with the efforts that we have already made, which is the wish of our enemies. What's the wish of our enemies? Instead of sitting down satisfied with the efforts which we have already made, which is the wish of our enemies. In other words, just stand back and do nothing, because you've already got everything you need. Forget about eternal vigilance, which is the price of liberty. Forget about fighting the good fight of faith. Forget about all of that. Just sit back and relax and enjoy what hundreds of thousands of men in the natural fought, bled, and died to give you. Don't worry about it. Just leave it up to us, say the bad guys. We'll deal with it. Well, I want to show you the fruit of that very mentality when we come back again. What is ignorance, tolerance, and corruption breeding in America? And only through the apathy and the tolerance of the American people in this country. Let's bring it up to par.
Pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com. We are the premier independent talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain in that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What's that from?
Me.
You're so right.
It's just one of those deals. It's been a long week. It really has.
Long week.
Hey, folks, you know, let's be a little transparent here before we get over to this, okay?
Transparent.
Yeah.
Sounds
no,
good.
For real.
Yep.
Ministry to us is ministry 24/7. It's not a part-time job.
Yes. In fact, I was just talking to
a lady. Matter of fact, it's not a job at all.
No, not at all. I was just talking to a lady from a tea party here in Minnesota, and I was telling her that, you know, ministry for us is not 9 to 5. It's, you know, all the time. We're the same whether or not we're going grocery shopping as if we're going to go do an event. You know, our goal is to seek and save that which is lost. People get groceries, you know, gospel tracts at the grocery store just as much as they do it at events. And we're seeking and saving that which is lost. That's our heart's desire, and that's what we do 24/7. But it really is. When we say 24/7, literally, early in the morning to late at night, we are constantly working and making sure this job gets done. And it seems like in history, it's been up to a few, if not praising who we are, what we do. But it seems like throughout history, there is that small minority that tirelessly fights for the whole group.
Yep.
You see the whole group that's apathetic, they're lazy, they're doing their own things, they want their own lives, they want their own selfish
or they
desires.
They want their foot in the world and they want their foot in the church and they want to live a double life and then they wonder why a double-minded man will not receive anything from the Lord because they're trying to meet God on their terms rather than on his terms. And then when they don't meet him, him on their terms, then they get mad at God and say, well, he must just be out there somewhere. He doesn't care about me. Well, the fact of the matter is it's not that he doesn't care for you. He's the one that delivered his son up for mankind. It's our it's our obligation to live for him who died for us.
Right. They want a God at their convenience, a God at their will. They want to go to church, you know, feel good about themselves, have their conscience taken care of, you know, for that hour or two that they're in church.
I mean, the pastor helps sear the conscience
or harden it. Right. Yeah. And then they go live their lives, and then they come back and do the same thing. And the thing is, like, when you say people want one foot in the church and one foot in the world, they really do. They want their, this is my, you know, family time, this is my God time, this is my sports time, this is my this time. Listen, you are who you are no matter where you are and who you are with. So you have to understand that Christ is not a part-time Christ. I mean, could you imagine having a part-time marriage?
Yeah.
God is with you all the time. You are constantly doing that which you're supposed to be doing, and that's what it's like in our ministry. It is our lives,
you know,
literally.
And I've heard that so many times. Well, Bradley, it's first God. That's what they always say without fail. That's the right thing to say. That's the religious thing to say. Yep.
Yeah.
And then it's my marriage, and then it's my children. And I look at them and say, really, can you show me that in Scripture? Because with me, you don't get one without the other.
Yep.
And everybody knows that once we show up on the scene, it's like, no, everybody's in ministry here because that's what God has called us to do with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And if we really love them, that's exactly what we do. And by the way, I got to say this too. It's not drudgery to me to do what we do. I love to work. I want to, at the end of the day, make sure that God was glorified and that I can actually enter into the rest of God by doing all that I can do and sitting back and leaving the results up to God. That is the rest of God. It's not sitting back and saying
labor
he's on
to enter
throne.
Into
That's
your
exactly
rest.
Right.
You don't sit there and do nothing and then expect God to, Lord, why aren't you answering my prayers? Why aren't you hearing me? Well, have you serving with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength? Are you diligently seeking after my ways?
God
People
says
want what they want.
Yeah, and the Scripture tells us that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek me. And that's kind of a prayer issue. But the fact of the matter is King David said the same thing, that he chased hard after God. Well, the Bible says that he will reward them that diligently seek him. And what is he rewarding you with? Well, the fruit of Jesus Christ, which is in all righteousness, goodness, and truth. But I'm saying that for the very purpose that I do want people to understand that ministry is all the time. I can say this too. Even when we go get groceries and you're set up a certain way where you're having to appease everybody with people, you know, attorneys, accountants, so on and so forth around your ministry, you literally have to turn around when they ask you questions and say, well, when I go grocery shopping, is that not ministry? When I go out to eat with my family, is that not ministry? Well, that's considered personal time. Well, that's not considered personal time to me because we all have to eat while we work constantly as unto the Lord. Is that not right? Do we not need groceries while we go to the grocery store so we can feed our family? Well, that's personal time. No, it is not personal time.
Now, the point is that we are ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that doesn't turn off when we go to the grocery store and turn on when we do an event and turn off when we do this or that, the other thing, and turn on. Listen, it should be a part of your, be a part of your walk no matter where you are, no matter what you do.
We'll talk about that second hour, but let's get to this right now. What is ignorance, tolerance, and corruption breeding in America? Again, friends, can you imagine our forefathers, George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, so on and so forth, sitting across the table from the likes of the little devil himself, Barack Hussein Obama, Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, or John Kerry? Lurch. You probably know him as Lurch. That's a question mark. Can you imagine them sitting across the table from each other? Folks, they'd be speaking two different languages. Without question, the forefathers advocated freedom by establishing the rights that God gave. That's called natural law, the laws of God. That's called revealed law, the rights that God gave us. That's why when you read the Declaration of Independence, you find his name there. That's why when you read that documentation, that which preceded it, the Mayflower Compact, that's why God's name and Christ's name is all over the place, because he is the giver. He is the liberator. To whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. But on the other side of the table, we have the devil again and his lawless minions distorting every word that our forefathers intended in an attempt to, well, to bring a people into bondage by enslaving them through slow and incremental encroachments. Now, folks, even going back again, this comes to my aid, the Declaration of Independence. How many times has this devil from the bully pulpit, the presidential bully pulpit, omitted the name of God when he would read it? Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine standing before Christ on Judgment Day and you're guilty as hell, literally, for omitting the Father's name?
Yep. If you deny me before men, I'll deny you before my Father, which is in heaven.
Oh, he is your judge, friends. He is your judge. Our fathers would call for a reformation with the call back to the Christian and morality that George Washington talked about in his farewell address, and everybody knew that up until 1962 in this country. He said that religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. Again, which are the essential pillars of civil society, namely American society. They would say that this is not the government that they established, nor are the current representatives those who will keep a people free and prosperous. No, they're doing just the exact opposite. But they would shout out to the American people. They would become aware of this outlet called the media, and then the television and the radio and the newspapers. And what they'd want to do is they'd want to get out there and they'd want to put the trumpet to their mouth and wake up 315 million people in this country and say, "Hey, guys, just wanted to let you know you're being enslaved." And then they would turn and ask the question, "But why do you people in America that we established through much sacrifice, why do you people of America suffer these abuses? Why do you suffer these abuses, America?" Read the Declaration of Independence again, friends, in parallel. You know, it's also interesting to note, friends, when I ask you, why do you suffer the abuses that the forefathers would ask you, why do you suffer these abuses? They would also tell you, do you not realize that you're paying through taxation without representation in so many different avenues for your own demise? You're paying for your own judgments. Now, while the founding documents are still with us, the authors are not. So I'll put myself in their place and ask the question, why is it that you suffer these abuses and what it is that ignorance, tolerance, and corruption breed? Now, the modern politician is simply the fruit of the immoral, irresponsible, and cowardly pulpits in American churches. Over 300,000 of them in America, as a matter of fact. They're the greatest advocate to any sort of crime taking place, child trafficking, homosexuality, abortion, crime in the government. They're the greatest advocates. They themselves are the ones that are actually empowering those in government to attempt to justify themselves in their lawlessness and their transgressions towards a just and a holy God. Simply put. Now, case in point, we have the heretic Joel Osteen, who wholeheartedly affirmed that Barack Hussein Obama, man, he's just a Christian. I heard him at the Easter brunch, and I just, when I listened
to
him.
Hold on, I think I got the better interpretation of that one, if you don't mind.
I wasn't feeling up to that
one. Well, you know, I just believe my whole heart that Obama's a Christian. I mean, I've been with him there at the prayer breakfast. I sat not 5 feet away from him, and I believe he's a Christian. I mean, he says he is.
Sure.
I mean, that's what the Bible says. You know them by what they say, right? Yeah. No, I thought you know them by their fruits, by what they do.
Okay.
I was feeling a little more up to that.
Well, just
one.
Last week we had Billy Graham's grandson, Tullian, claiming that the pulpit is no place to speak on social issues.
Wow. I mean, wow, what can you say? I've never heard something like that before in my entire life.
Now I completely understand why our Heavenly Father told us not to answer a fool in his folly.
Yes.
Because that is about as backwards. That's
worse. What are you there for then?
He's the one putting his hand on the backs of these politicians who are transgressing God's moral law, along with the network.
Saying nothing and doing nothing.
Oh, that's why he was on MSNBC, a communist network. Forward is their slogan, folks, a communist slogan. And, you know, he was just hand in glove. They were buddy-buddy laughing, doing their things, and just saying, you know, I just don't believe the pulpit's no place to speak out on social issues. Now I understand why John the Baptist said lay the axe to the root of the tree as he was, what was he doing? He was rebuking the snakes and the vipers, the religious hypocrites of the day, the whores and the hirelings. See, we have these clowns entertaining the goats, friends, and America is tolerating it. I don't know how far that went in Florida, but I do want to say this, friends. I had the opportunity to preach to that church, and I was honored to do so on the behalf of Dr. D. James Kennedy. Okay? There are some inside of the church that I just named, but what about those outside of the church? You know, the fruit of the godless, you know, it's even rottener in many cases. Just this last week, we heard from an Antichrist columnist, Valerie Tarico. And friends, I'm not being mean when I say this, but by just looking at her picture, I can smell her breath. I'm not kidding, not trying to be funny, but I do feel like Elijah right now, and I can feel the fire coming on top of Mount Carmel.
Amen.
As he was mocking the false prophets. You got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Rick Godley, host of Ground Rules from the Playbook on ESPN 97.7 Radio in Ruston, Louisiana, with words of encouragement for the Sons of Liberty Radio Network. As they stand not only firm in the faith once delivered to the saints, but they're taking Jesus at his word and storming the gates of hell to set other captives free. Remember, when the Messiah returns, he's looking for a certain kind of faith. Read Luke 18:8 yourself and believe what you read. Don't read what you believe.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Welcome back. 1-866-233-0747. Radio show not for the timid or cowards, might I add. Folks, going over to 1 Timothy 1:8, I want you to listen to this carefully, because what we're doing is we're making reference to God's moral law. It says in 1 Timothy 1:8, the New Testament, it simply states this. It says, "But we know that the law is good if a man uses it lawfully." Okay? Lawfully. "Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly, and for sinners." Sinners are those that violate God's moral law, 1 John 3:4. "It is for the unholy and the profane, for murders of fathers and murders of mothers, for manslayers." "For whoremongers, for the sexually immoral and homosexuals, for kidnappers, liars, perjurers, and for whatever else is contrary to sound doctrine."
Bible's pretty
why
clear.
You see why criminals are angry with God's moral law and the church
and they
doing
want
their
to,
job? They don't want to be exposed.
Right. And then, of course, if God doesn't exist, then everything is permissible to them. So that's what they want to do is get God out of the equation and believe their minds, trick their minds to believe that God's not there. But you know what? Every man knows that God is truly there.
That's true. According to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which is committed to my trust, said Paul, who wrote two-thirds of the New Testament. But going on, friends, talking to the fruit of the godless, which is even rottener as to the professed church, as we were talking about, who is responsible for what you see in this country. Just this last week, we heard from Antichrist columnist Valerie Tirico, who wrote, "Why rape is so intrinsic to religion." Tirico gratuitously and despicably asserts that God raped Mary. She then pays lip service to a number of mythological stories involving Zeus, Jupiter, Buddha, and others before finally zeroing in on the true targets of her snipings, which are Christ, Mary, and God the Father. Not a good place to put yourself, my little bad breath. I think she probably has halitosis because I can smell her picture.
Can you believe the audacity of anyone to even suggest such a thing? I mean, the pride, the blatant...
The extent of being a reprobate.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. In December of last year, we have anti-theist, a radical, effeminate individual who gave an utterly moronic invocation at a city council meeting in Lake Worth, Florida. Folks, I got to say this too, a side note. This was probably hands down, one of the most twisted invocations that I ever heard of or seen. Now, with his incredibly effeminate voice, he offered lip service to, now just like this Tirico lady, okay, just to show you how bad these reprobates can become, he makes reference by praising Satan, Allah, Buddha, Zeus, and even Jesus. But he didn't want to hear about damnation or judgment. No criminal wants to hear about what would happen if he was caught in this crime.
Yeah, and like you said, it was like the sickest prayer you've ever heard in your entire life. So twisted, it was just like, wow.
It was.
And what was
so
sad about it is the people, after he was done, they just went on and said their pledge like nothing ever. It's like, do people not just hear what he said?
Yeah, but in all fairness, some of the people actually, the mayor actually got up and walked out with about four or five other people, which he should have not done. He should have actually said, "You are not giving this prayer."
That's right. He should have stopped him, rebuked him, and removed him.
Get out.
Yep.
Now. Now, in direct contrast, our forefathers established the longest standing constitution in modern history, which is 238 years later. Here we are, guys. Now, they knew who their source was and where they needed to go to get the job done, didn't they? Well, guess where they went, friends? They didn't go to Pharaoh. They didn't go to their local officials. They went to their knees because they knew better as to where they should go. Because they understood Scripture when it says, "Cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh, but blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord." Now, go to Deuteronomy 8:18 when you get a moment. Now, I want to read this really quick. It's a short prayer. And this was the prayer that was actually prayed on September 7th of 1774 at Carpenter's Hall in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, by a Reverend Jacob Duché.
Like it.
So do I. As a matter of fact, did you know that our forefathers were actually reading out of the book of Psalms, chapter 35?
Yeah.
And so let me give you the prayer as to what Mr. Duché offered up to the heavenlies. Our Lord, Heavenly Father, high and mighty, King of kings and Lord of lords, who dost from thy throne behold all the dwellers on earth, and reignest with power supreme and uncontrolled over all the kingdoms, empires, and governments. Now, I see him going directly to the source that can bring about the answers in which they're seeking.
Right.
I don't see him fear-mongering.
No.
I don't see him selling fear.
No, dance around the issues. Nothing.
No, they went right to the one that had all power and has all power to actually right the wrongs. And if you don't think I know what I'm talking about, why don't you just ask Mr. King Hezekiah, who actually brought forth his invocation to the God of heaven, and God, the God of heaven, actually came forth and sent forth an angel to smite 1,000 Ethiopians that were King Hezekiah's opposition. Now, when God said, "Touch not mine anointed," that's exactly what he meant. And he verified those prayers as King Solomon asked him to do in 1 Kings 8. And guess what he did? He did just what he was asked to do for one of his sons that asked upon him. See, because King Hezekiah knew that it was God's good pleasure to give unto him the kingdom, but King Hezekiah also knew that the violent take of it by force, and those that desire to come into the heavenlies, well, they have to actually press into the kingdom of God. And so do these. Now listen, our Lord, our Heavenly Father, high and mighty King of Kings, and Lord of Lords, His name is Jesus, who dost from thy throne behold all the dwellers on the earth, and reignest with power supreme and uncontrolled over all the kingdoms. Amen. Empires and governments, look down in your mercy, we beseech thee, the God of Israel. On these our American states who have fled to thee from the rod of the oppressor and thrown themselves on thy gracious protection. This is when they were resisting the tyrant King George. Desiring to be henceforth dependent on thee only, to thee have they appealed for the righteousness of their cause, to deal, to do, and to deal. Now they look up for the countenance and support which thou canst alone give. Take them, therefore, Heavenly Father, under thy nurturing care. Give them wisdom and counsel and valor in the field. Defeat the malicious designs of our cruel adversaries. Convince them of their unrighteousness of their cause. And if they persist in their sanguinary purposes of own unerring justice sounding in their hearts, constrain them to drop the weapons of war from the unnerved hands in the day of battle. See, they didn't desire war. It was the tyrant King George that was doing the attacking, and it was actually our forefathers trying to make amends by giving olive branch back to him. And we also know through history that when the king received the olive branch, he had nothing to do with it. He just put a hit out on our forefathers. Who did they go to?
Mm-hmm.
They went to the Heavenly Father in Jesus' name, didn't they?
They appealed to heaven.
They appealed to heaven, and that's exactly one of the flags that was flying during the Revolutionary War. Be thou present, O God of wisdom, and direct the counsels of this honorable assembly. Enable them to settle things on the best and surest foundation, that the scene of blood may be speedily closed, that order, harmony, and peace may be effectually restored, and truth and justice, religion and piety prevail and flourish among the people. Preserve the health of their bodies and vigor of their minds. Shower down on them the millions they here represent. That would be us, friends. Such temporal blessings as thou seest expedient for them in this world, and crown them with everlasting glory in the world to come. All this we ask in the name and through the merits of Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Savior. Amen.
I got to just make this point now. Through the merits of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. You actually gave a prayer here in the state of Minnesota back in a couple of years ago, 2011 or so. And basically in that prayer, you honor our veterans. You spoke of our founding forefathers and our Constitution. And at the very end, you prayed it simply, as you always pray, in Jesus' name. And after you got done doing that, about 2,000 outlets across America picked up that prayer. One of the people that were inside there said, you can't just drop the J-bomb like you had said the F-word or some sort of obscenity like that. But when we go back to our founding forefathers, we go to back in the times of our revolution. Who are they praying? They're praying in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, in the year of our Lord Christ.
Yeah.
When you look at all these different things.
And they're still doing that.
Of course.
Yes.
And when you look at all the different references that we got from the Constitution that came from the Bible and the rock upon Jesus Christ, which our republic rests, as
yeah.
Andrew Jackson rightfully said.
Yeah.
Look at that. So we have a appealing to heaven from the very beginnings of our country. Now look at what happens today. If you simply even pray in Jesus' name, people pick it up like it's the worst thing that could ever happen. That's how judgment has been turned back.
Let me say this. If they didn't know what they were doing, then why is it that they're directly attacking Christ?
Oh, exactly.
Do you understand? So
yeah.
They know exactly what they're doing. It's not like they're there by chance. They
right.
know exactly who the stumbling block is.
They just
and they also
him.
Know who the rock of offense is. That's exactly right. So, you know what? Regardless if they like it or not, they're going to bow their knee. End of story.
That's right. Now, we want to say for those of you that are listening that say, listen, I want to support what you guys do because I feel like, woo, this is my Sunday morning service. As Bradley always says, if I was in a black church right now, they'd all be saying, what? Bring it down, Brother Dean.
Mm-hmm.
So we need your help to be able to continuously do what we do. We cannot do it apart from each other. That's why it's the body of Christ. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, make a secure donation, or consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty here in the new year so we can go out together and seek and save that which is lost.
When we come back on the other side of this break, you got us for hour two, 1-866-233-0747. Let's talk about compartmentalization and when did this all begin to take place in our country? Be right back on the other side of this break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
On Facebook. Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.